listening to WMECFM College Park.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio means good radio. This is your host, Grace Adkins, and this is my show, Off the Shelf, which is every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon. I'm so excited to be back, guys. I woke up feeling, like, awful this morning. I was supposed to go to 6 a.m. yoga, and that did not happen. And yeah, so, but I'm feeling a little bit better. I slept for like 2 extra hours than I was supposed to. Yeah, but today's playlist and kind of topic is all about change, specifically just because it's springtime. Also, the drummer's back, so if you hear that, that's just, you know, the best part of my morning. But It's springtime, so, you know, the weather's changing, rebirth, stuff like that. We just had Easter. And then it's also almost graduation, which is crazy. I graduate exactly in 5 weeks because it's on a Wednesday. So maybe I'll get to do a show the day of graduation, of main commencement, because it's not... it's not till like 6 p.m. Sorry. And then just like change in general, like books about change, movies, songs, all that stuff. I'm not a big proponent of change. I'm really not a fan of it, which I think is interesting because I do love to live or dream about a kind of nomad lifestyle. But change is hard for me, and we'll get into that. But to start you guys off today, we've got a bunch of songs about change, and we're going to start off with a classic. I felt like I had to play this one. This is going to be Changes by Charles Bradley and the Budos Band, and then we will be back.
My heart was blinded.
Okay, you guys just listened to Changes by Charles Bradley. Oh my god, I actually like... If you're a drummer, like, I'm sorry. I don't mess with you simply because of how many times my show has been so interrupted by a drummer. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about change just because it's been something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. I think there have been a lot of big changes in my life within the past couple weeks, and also just this time of year and being a senior in college, there is just a lot of change naturally occurring. I think a lot of people in my grade are realizing that life is going to look very, very different within the next couple of months, and you know, kind of picking and choosing who you're going to want to stay friends with, who you're going to want to keep in touch with, where do you want to go, what do you want to do with your life, and all of that's really scary, obviously. But it's also exciting. I think change for me has always been hard because I think change for anyone is hard. There are very few people I know that like it. I think even the most adventurous people I know are still scared by, you know, having to leave behind people that they care about in pursuit of something bigger, or, you know, taking a leap of faith, whether that be a job, a relationship, a move of some sort, and being okay with knowing that it's going to work out. And that's something that, like, I've always... Oh my god, I'm sorry. Like, what is he practicing for? That's always something too that has kind of helped me, is that in every major change in my life or every major period of turmoil in my life, it has always been fine in the end. It's maybe not worked out the way that I've wanted it to every time, but no matter what, it's always been okay. Like, I've never not survived or not been able to handle whatever life throws my way. And that's something that I think, you know, is helpful to remind yourself of in, like, this period of change. If you're in, you know, if you're a senior, if you're in a stage of your life where you're going to be experiencing a lot of change, and know that it's never not been fine. And then springtime too just makes me think of change and of rebirth and of just like the opportunity to like change and reinvigorate yourself with, you know, the warm weather. Like, I know it's such an online joke to kind of talk about how once the weather gets above like 65 degrees, you're like, I'm me again. Like, but there is something so innately true in the sun coming back out and us becoming more ourselves again. And I think there is a lot of merit to hunkering down for the winter and like maybe taking time to slow down or explore those things that like are slower activities that you enjoy doing. But like, there is such a benefit to like it being warm outside and you just becoming like the best version of yourself again. Like, I am so like, I went on a run outside yesterday. I'm so excited for this summer, like, to just be in any body of water, to, you know, to hike, to just be outside, to see my friends, to go out. Like, I just got tickets for the Strokes at Merriweather in June, which I'm so excited. Like, I love the Strokes. I've never seen them live. I think it's gonna be amazing. But there's just so many opportunities to change. And I think also a lot of the time when we graduate or when we move on from a different period of our life, we attempt to hold on to past versions of ourselves. But I think that it's okay to know that also you can change, and like, you don't have to be the same person you were when you thought you were very happy. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit for a little bit longer. But for right now, I'm going to play three songs about yourself changing. And they're going to be from Geese, Tame Impala, and Joni Mitchell. Some of my favorite songs just ever. They're really good. But we're going to start with Alpes du Cocaine by Geese, and we'll be back.
Stay with me, baby. You can stay with me, and nobody would care. You can stay with me, you can stay with me, and just pretend I'm not there. Like a shade. Say
Clouds from both sides now. surface crowds. I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now.
Okay, you guys just listened to Al Pais Tu Cocaine by Geese, Yes I'm Changing by Tame Impala, and Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell. In my Aaron Sorkin class that I take, we recently watched the Steve Jobs movie, and in it, the little girl who plays his daughter is listening to both versions of Both Sides Now, which that was the 1969 version. Joni Mitchell also released a version a while after in 2000 off of her album Both Sides Now, and that version is a lot sadder. It's a lot more melancholy, I guess just kind of about how she's changed, and I just think it's really interesting. I think it's a good way to showcase, you know, the same song but in two very different eras of your life set 30 years apart. I just find it really interesting. And I guess what I wanted to talk about next kind of relates to that. And it's this overwhelming, I think, sense of nostalgia that we all really struggle with. I know so many people who, you know, to a fault almost tend to this drummer, like, literally I'm about to go yell at him, but so many people that I know that are around my age really struggle with not being able to not romanticize to a fault the past and, like, missing things that once were. And I think everyone does that, right? Like, I think that we all miss, you know, past lives and past moments, former eras. I know that, you know, there are even times where I'll miss, you know, the feeling of being in, like, elementary school. Like, this time of year especially, like, around this time of year in elementary school would be, like, field day and, like, being outside all the time and, like, going on field trips and stuff like that. And it's, like, you do miss, like, the kind of carefreeness of being a kid where, like, your only responsibilities really are, like, to do your homework and to make sure you go to school, right? Like, and then, you know, like, even in college, like, I'm a senior now. This has been a wonderful year. Like, there are times where I miss, you know, the person I was and the life that I was living at this time last year. It was very different, like, very chaotic, very fun. And then sometimes I miss, you know, like, fall of my sophomore year was awesome. Like, I loved that era. And, you know, I think, too, it is true that retro, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? Like, we typically remember with rose-colored glasses, you know, the past versions of ourselves or the past, you know, lives that we've lived. Because, like, there were a lot of hard moments within the past 4 years. But for some reason, like, you really only remember the really good times. And you miss those good times, even though, you know, sometimes last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would find myself wishing that time would just speed up and that I, like, didn't want to be, you know, living this, like, being this upset or, you know, living this dramatic event at the time. And I think what frustrates me the most when I speak to, you know, my friends or people that are very like, I miss college or I miss this, I miss that, is we can so clearly, you know, appreciate the past, but I think it's really hard for people to look forward into the future and be kind of hopeful for it, myself included. Like, I, you know, my timeline for what I want to do post-grad is looking a little bit more like I have to take some time to, you know, get all my ducks in a row and save and stuff like that, which is not ideal. Like, if I could, if I had indispensable income, I would graduate, I would leave the country, I would, you know, disappear and have wonderful experiences. But, like, that's obviously not possible, but you have to, like, but I'm trying not to, you know, think that my life is suddenly going to be devoid of meaning and I'm going to be bored all the time just because I'm not where I, like, want to be just yet. And I, like, what frustrates me the most is people that think that they can't change their lives if they don't like them. Like, people are, so many people that I know are so nostalgic for the past, but don't do anything really to change their lives in the future. And that's scary. Like, if you have a job, have a stable group of friends, have a relationship maybe, and you're doing fine, like, you can be very happy with that, but then, you know, there's this piece of you that, like, really misses the past, like, really wants to feel that kind of joy again. Like, nothing is stopping you from changing your life or from switching that up. I think we get so caught up in safety and in feeling safe, and this is not excluding me, like, everyone feels this. Like, you know, it's like, it feels nice to just, like, have that same routine and have stability, and I think there's a case for it. But I also think that, you know, I've had friends kind of argue with me about, like, you know, my life is good. Like, I like the routine, I like my job, I like my, like, relationships, friendship and romance. Like, I don't need to change anything. And that's fine if that's the life you want, but I think there's just something that's like, I appreciate people and I would like to identify myself as someone that longs for more. And, like, learning to be okay with change is part of that. And recognizing that, like, I read this recently in a book, like, travel and life and change is all about, you know, meeting new people and having new experiences and you changing them and them changing you. Like, I'm sure that every single person that's listening to this has changed someone in a way that they don't even realize. And you know that you've been changed by multitudes of people. Like, you know, even, like, at the end, like, friendship changes you. Like, even in, you know, Wicked, the last song, For Good, like, being friends with you has changed me. Like, and that's a good thing. Like, it doesn't really have any good or bad connotation to be changed. But yeah. Our next few songs are going to be all about, well, they're all about change, but I think let's do some more nostalgic type ones. We've got some good, we've got one of my favorite songs starting out with. It is a sad song. I don't listen to it that often just because it is really sad. And we'll end hopeful. We're going to start out some three awesome ladies. We're going to start out with Phoebe Bridgers' Scott Street, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's kind of just about, if you'd ever heard this song, it's about like coming home or coming to a place where a past version of you existed and feeling kind of like a stranger and hoping that, you know, the people that you used to know will always remain old friends and they won't treat you like strangers. Yeah. And then we have Ribs by Lorde, classic. And then we're going to end with The Climb by Miley Cyrus, because I have not been able to stop listening to this song. I rewatch the Hannah Montana. Sorry, the Hannah Montana movie. A little bit ago, and I just love this song. I forgot how much I liked it. But we're going to listen to these three, and then we'll be back.
Walking Scott Street, feeling like a stranger. An open heart, open container. I've got a stack of mail and a tall can. It's a shower, beer, it's a payment plan. There's helicopters over my head every night. Go to bed.
it drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old.
Always gonna be another. always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep on moving, keep climbing, keep the faith, baby.
All right, you guys just listened to Scotch Street by Phoebe Bridgers, Ribs by Lorde, and The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Yeah, sorry. Guys, it is literally 100 degrees in the studio. Both the fans that are in here are broken, and, like, I'm really thinking about potentially ending today short because I'm sweating like a sinner in church. And yeah, it's just not healthy at this point. But yeah, I really like my playlist for today, so I feel like we're just gonna listen to maybe some more music. But this time of year is just like, or just not even this time of year. What am I trying to say? I guess the overall lesson I wanted to get across to you, my dear listeners, today is that change is hard. I hate it, but it doesn't have to be this like terrifying amalgamous thing that like you should avoid. I think leaning into it makes it so much easier, and knowing that like the person that you're going to become or the life that is going to, you know, happen is going to be okay, and like it's exciting cuz you get to be someone different or do something different when change comes. And you also get to learn how well you can withstand pivoting and changing. And yeah, I guess that's just what I wanted to say, is it's going to be fine. You've never not been fine, and lean into it and it'll be fine. We're going to listen to more songs just because I have a good playlist, but we're going to listen to, how many do I want to listen to? We're going to listen to a couple. We're going to listen to one, two, four. We're going to listen to four. I'll come back and talk a little bit and then listen to a couple more, and then I'll probably sign off just because it is really, really hot in here. I wish you guys could feel it. But we're gonna listen to, starting out, one of my favorites, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable.